Hello and welcome to UC Today. I'm Tom Wright and I'm delighted to be joined by Severin from Ring Central. Thanks so much for being with us today, Severin. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you very much for having me today.
Yeah, it's great to have you. And we've got a really interesting conversation, actually. We're looking at the event space, and there's obviously an area that's changed a lot over the last few years with virtual events, hybrid events, and now people really enjoying in-person events again. So I wonder if you could talk through some of the main challenges and opportunities for businesses that you're seeing in the new era of virtual and hybrid events.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So indeed, as you've heard, we have actually launched Ring Central Events at Ring Central. That gives me an opportunity really to cover, a little bit of challenges around this new sort of industry, upcoming industry, and the opportunities. So in terms of challenges, I think for me, there's three key challenges I would like to highlight today, which is the technical issues and obviously security around the virtual events, right? So obviously, virtual events rely heavily on technology, as you know, and if you don't have the right event platform, the right app, you may run into technical glitches, right? And internet connectivity, even, you know, it could be that your platform crashes and can disrupt the event and actually affect the participant experience. The other challenge I see is maintaining audience engagement and interactions, right? In virtual events, it's a little bit more challenging than in-person events. And the last one, I would actually say, how you can actually build your networking and enable the relationship building. So building connections and fostering relationship is often more challenging in virtual events more than in person. So this will be really my three challenges. In terms of opportunities, there's plenty of them. Cost savings, obviously, you have lower overhead costs. They offer, I think for me, this one is really important. They offer really robust data analytics. We all talk about data analytics nowadays, right? And that gives you an opportunity really here to provide businesses, more valuable insights into attendee behavior, interest, preferences, so all of this can definitely be pulled from this data you get from these events. Other opportunities are greater flexibility. I'm not going to go through this in details and we can talk a little bit more later, but you have also global reach, right? Global reach is massive. So virtual events really are not now, can be personalized, but also they can, virtual events can eliminate the geographical barrier, allowing businesses to reach a global audience without the constraint of travel. And lastly, this is my favorite one, it's more about innovation and creativity, right? Really, I think the shift to this virtual events has really spurred innovation and creativity in event planning. And you see more and more how businesses can actually experience more new formats, new technology, leveraging new technologies. And they create even more unique and memorable experiences for attendees. So yeah, this would be my key opportunities here.
Yeah, so there's a lot to think about. It's a really interesting space. And I know it's somewhere that RingCentral has invested a lot over the last few years, last few months. So perhaps you could talk a bit about how you're helping businesses take advantage of this opportunity with RingCentral events.
It is. So we have, thanks Tom for this question. So RingCentral event has been launched a couple of months ago. We see huge opportunity already and huge interest from our customers. As you know, we have acquired Hopin. So this is formerly Hopin. And RingCentral events really allow for event organizers to create immersive virtual and hybrid experiences with a complete virtual venue. So basically you imagine you have this includes actually stage, sessions areas, you have networking areas, so really look like a virtual expo, right? Absolutely, again, the immersive virtual, experiences is really what I would like to highlight. And obviously the key benefits here really addresses the challenges where I talked about early on, right? So basically it's a complete trusted and reliable platform. I was mentioning one of the key challenges being security and obviously technical glitch you can have. But here with RingCentral Event Platform, it's completely trusted platform, reliable, and businesses can run high stake events with a scalable solution, supporting up to 100 thousand attendees. So it's really, really massive. It's highly customizable. I mean, you know, really offering this customized experience is important nowadays, right? And it's fully customized in terms of landing pages, emails, you know, you can actually also personalize the venue spaces and really express the brand of the business, right? Running this event, right? Which is really important. And engaging, so, you know, you can captivate audience leveraging some of the key features, you know, within the app. With agendas, networking, and vast integration that I'll talk a little bit more about this later on, but integration with social and gamification tools. And on top of that, we're adding more and more AI-powered features. Yeah, I cannot talk, I have to talk about AI because RingCentral is AI first now company. So you'll see more and more AI features being integrated as part of the platform as well. So, for example, AI assistant will suggest, for example, text and reformulation for scheduled descriptions, email, registration pages. So more to come on that. But yeah, AI, you know, powered features will become more and more important as part of the platform as well, really to help you, to help the organizer to, you know, to create more copies and having to do less within the organization.
So this is obviously quite a new area for a lot of businesses, and I wondered if you could give some sort of tips and guidance, best practices maybe for hosting successful virtual and hybrid events.
Sure, yeah. So, yeah, this is my personal tip. So maybe, you know, this is based on what we see, you know, based on our customers organizing or leveraging, you know, RingCentral events, right? So I think obviously hosting successful virtual events really requires you to plan and really organize an effective communication and also leverage the platform features really to engage attendees. But what I would like to say, it's something that, yeah, again, you need to plan ahead, right? Choose the right format and also make sure you get familiar, you get really comfortable with some of the key features you want to leverage in the platform. So if I take an example with RingCentral Events, right, you can utilize features like screen sharing, whiteboarding, document sharing for really engaging presentations and to really make sure you have some collaborative sessions, right? My second tips is again, I think really you want to make sure you engage these attendees, right? So really encourage, you know, active participation through interactive features, as I just mentioned. We have more features actually, like polls, QA sessions, chat discussions, and you also want to make sure you incorporate these gamification elements, which I really love, like quizzes, challenges. I think we all experienced that during COVID, right? But that's something, an element that you definitely want to, you know, keep utilizing in your future event. I think we talked about this a little bit before. Providing these networking opportunities is really important as well. So you want to facilitate this networking amongst attendees through the virtual networking launches. You can actually install, you know, breakout sessions, one-to-one video meetings. And you know, encourage the participants as well to exchange contact information, right? And connect via the platform messaging or contact sharing features. So all of this is actually available today on RingCentral Events. I mean, a couple of other tips for me is you know, the post-event resources is important, or the post-event experience is really, really important, right? So making sure that you offer post-event resources such as recorded sessions. I mean, many of us do that, but just want to, you know, they are important, right? They are, you want to make sure you're sharing your presentation slides, additional materials for attendees as well. And then obviously, the last but not least, you need to evaluate your success matrix, right? Measure the success of your virtual events by tracking your key metrics. You leveraging also the data analytics that you have. I mean, we see that at the beginning of the interview, how, you know, analytics data are really important, or actually are available, and you can extract some really valuable insights insight from your event, right? To understand a little bit more your audience and how your event, you know, ran well or not. So yeah, that would be my main tips for around hybrid events.
So as you said at the start of the discussion, the technology is obviously incredibly important for making sure these events run smoothly. Could you go into a bit of detail about how RingCentral Events integrates with other solutions and applications?
Yeah, sure. So this one is an exciting one. So we have like a countless app of and data integration actually right into RingCentral Events. And you know, they are important because they really help to streamline the user experience, right? They're all integrated and really help to create these streamlined workflows. So as of today, I think we have 40 plus applications that integrate with RingCentral apps, RingCentral events. So we have our key MarTech integrations, or some marketing apps that integrate with RingCentral events. So for example, MailChimp, Marketo, HubSpot. So you know all of them. So all of them will actually help to plan your event. And we have also a full set of in-app integrated experiences as well, like Kahoot, just an example, right? So yeah, so we keep adding more and more apps as we applications as we run through the year. So yeah, so keep an eye on that. But I think that's really where we are very, very strong in terms of having, you know, this integration with some of the key CRM or MarTech integrations.
So this obviously requires a bit of investment from businesses in terms of the technology and the people to run the events and lots of other things. I wonder if you could maybe give some guidance on how organizations should measure the impact and the return on investment of virtual events.
Yeah, sure. So I think what's important for me, or tip from us, would be from RingCentral really to, you want to make sure that you track so your various KPIs, and I'm going to go through that. I mean, you need to track them throughout the entire event's life cycle, right? Not only, you know, on the day, but making sure you also track, you know, the post-event reporting. You make sure you analyze that as well, right? So make sure that you, you know, you set your KPIs prior to the events. And the different KPIs could be obviously, well, the simple one, registration matrix, the number of, you know, registration, attendee, the demographics, registration sources. Make sure you also track, you know, the engagement matrix. We talked about this before. So engagement is, you know, you can use metrics such as session attendance, session duration, polling responses, chat interactions. So all of these are really important. QA participation, lead generation and conversion metrics. I think this is the one that we would actually do automatically, but you track your lead generation metrics such as, you know, leads, you know, captured you know, inquiries that you are receiving, the number of demo that you are requesting. Another one is obviously audience satisfaction survey, because you also have this as part of the platform. Usually you gather feedback from attendees through post-event surveys to assess, you know, satisfaction levels, gather testimonials as well, and identify areas for improvement. We also like to track content performance matrix as well, which is also great. So analyzing our content performance by tracking metrics such as session attendance. As you know, you can actually attend different sessions. You can set up different sessions within the platform. So yeah, look at the viewers, retention rates, content consumption pattern. All of this may be also interesting. Besides that, you have the usual social media matrix, of course. And as I said, you know, important to really track this down throughout the entire event life cycle. So the post-event reporting and analysis is really important. Really compile all relevant data and insight into a comprehensive post-event report as well. So really so that you have an overview throughout the entire, again, event life cycle, right? So if you keep repeating this on each event, you know, you will definitely have, you will be able to do more data-driven decisions and, you know, have a really pretty good overview on your ROI for each of your events. So this would be my main tips.
So we've covered quite a lot today, which has been great. And as I've said a few times, it's such an interesting space. And I just wonder to finish, if we could look forward, can you give us some hints or some clues about what we can expect to see from RingCentral events in the future?
I cannot share much, but I mean, there are really great, exciting stuff coming, and I think I touched a little bit at the beginning of the interview in terms of or at the beginning of the chat in terms of injecting more AI powered features. So we have already some as part of the platform, like the AI assistant feature that will kind of auto suggest or suggest text and reformulation for scheduled descriptions and email registration pages and more, right? So really the benefit here is actually to add more kind of automation capabilities that will help to, or actually that will eliminate, event setup work with generative AI, and will help to craft, creative copy so that, the organizer don't have to do that. So, this is the first AI powered features we have currently in the platform. I think we'll do more announcement around that, but I think you should really expect to see a little bit more, AI powered features also for RingCentral events. We have also, I don't know if you have heard, but RingCentral also have, released also quite a few AI powered feature, around the rest of our portfolio. Around UC and CC, and I think everybody talks about AI nowadays, but we have really, we are now just focusing on running RingCentral as an AI first company, and really injecting and making sure we have these AI features, including in the rest of our portfolio, like RingCentral Events. So you should expect to see a little bit more, automations happening within the platform. Some automation capabilities and seeing more kind of AI powered features included as part of the platform.
Okay, well, we'll certainly keep an eye out for those announcements. But in the meantime, Severin, it's been great talking to you. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you very much, Tom. Thanks.
And thank you, everyone, for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please give us a like and a share on social media. And we'll see you next time.